not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for bringing us back again into your house. Bless those who came from far, O Lord. Heavenly Father, it's a wonder to see that they are even here before we that lived near, O Heavenly Father. What a reproach, what a rebuke from you, O Lord. Help us, bless them for their love and their sacrifice, O Lord. Bless their families. Help them, Heavenly Father, to reach higher levels in the Spirit on the way, on their way to heaven, O Lord. Bless now the preaching of your word as we will share some of the scriptures. Give us a spiritual understanding, O Lord. Bless our pastor. You know he's weak in his flesh, O Lord. Strengthen him, O Lord. Give him back. Restore him completely, O Lord. And we'll be happy to see him back on his post of duty. Bless our dear brother David, who can't make it this morning as well, O Lord. Recover, help him recover his full health, O Lord. We commit now the full service from beginning to the end. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So we are still on our team, the church, and from the last 2 weeks we were looking at local assembly or a local church. We saw that church is not only the spiritual body. Church is also physical, because the spiritual body is made of you and me, and we are human beings, we are physical people, so the physical aspect is very important as well. We spent long time showing the importance of the spiritual body, the importance of the new birth, the importance of getting into the body, being born again, being born of water and the Spirit. That was the most important, the spiritual aspect of the church. But to keep that spiritual going, we need to care about what we see. We need, because that spirit, that soul live in our bodies, and the body is the vehicle that the food to our souls go through our body. To read the word, you need your eyes. It's through your eyes that we are feeding our souls with the word. We need our ears. We need everything. So we are looking at the physical aspect now. We saw last week that there are people that say that since you are born again, you don't need to go to church, because the spiritual side of the things is the most important. And it's not the time for people. Church ages are finished. We don't need them anymore. We don't need churches anymore. We can stay home. And since you are predestined to eternal life, you will be saved anyway. You don't need to go to church, and so on. But we'll see what the Bible says. We have just read those people Paul is writing to. They were born again people. They were people who had received the Holy Spirit, but is exhorting them not to forsake their assembling one another. Because there's a very important element in assembling each other. There's a very important element. We saw last week that after the Pentecost, after they received the Holy Spirit, they were meeting daily in the doctrine of the apostles, in the spreading of, in the sharing of the bread, in prayer and in supplications. It was very important. Since if it was not important, they would say, we have received the Holy Ghost, let's do our own business. But they were meeting each other to edify themselves into the doctrine of the apostle. So a Christian must go to church. A Christian must attend church meetings. It's a very important aspect of your spiritual life, of your Christian life. And the prophet even goes on to say that, listen to what he says here. There was a girl he was talking about. He was, after a meeting, he went to a hotel, and as he had that gift of having visions, so there was one of the waiter in the hotel, and God started showing him things about that girl. And he called the girl, and he was talking to her. He says, and she was not a Christian, not a full gospel believer. I might say that. She had made a profession, and when she was a little baby, her mother taken her to church, and she had 12 years old or something. She had been baptized, but never attended church. That's the reason I said she was not a Christian. Amen? A Christian attends church. Amen. And the prophet said, I said she was not a Christian because she had never attended church. So if you are a Christian, you must attend church. That's what proves that you are a Christian. It doesn't make you Christian. Listen to what the prophet says. The church is in the sermon, The Oncoming Storm, 1960. The church doesn't make you a Christian. The church only helps you to be a Christian. Helps you to remain what you have been born into. Amen. It helps you to remain. You have been made Christian by your new birth. But the church helps you to remain a Christian. Helps you to contain your experience. Amen. Remember last time, Friday, we were talking about currency. If a currency, we spoke about faith as being the currency in the kingdom. A currency that is not maintained, it's devalued. Amen. If there's no a good economy to back the currency, it will devalue. And our economy is our fellowship. That's where we get our resources. That's how we get the important material we need to keep our currency strong. Amen. That's why the prophet said, it helps you to contain your experience. While you are fellowshipping together with brethren of like precious faith. That's what coming to church gives us. It helps us to remain Christians, to refresh our experience, to continue. Because when you come, sometimes it may not be just the preaching of the word. Sometimes it may just be, you know, just coming to church and seeing Brother Sasha from Limerick having driven for 2 or 3 hours to come here. It boosts your faith. It renews your experience. Sometimes it's not only the preaching of the word, but seeing each other, seeing a sick brother, but despite his sickness, coming to church, it will fortify you. So coming to church is a very, very important requirement for a believer. The prophet says also, it is a protection for you, believer. Meeting each other, it's a protection. Me and my wife, most of the time, we watch documentaries about animals, you know, the wildlife. And all the predators in the forest, they have one tactic. If they want to attack a herd, a flock of many animals, their tactic is to isolate one. They can't attack them as a crowd because they are strong as a crowd. But the tactic that always succeeds is to isolate one. When they identify a weakness in the crowd, they attack and they isolate one. They all focus on that one. Even if it's only one for a predator, he'll focus on that one and he'll kill him. So that's why the prophet says in the sermon, Thirsting for Life, 1960. So it is, I have watched many times the wolf after the deer. And if he can catch a little deer out to itself, that's the one he will work on. There is a lesson. If he can catch a deer away from the herd, that's what the devil wants to do. So to you, young lady, he wants you to go out with a boy that is not a Christian. It's not, you know, if you are really protected by the fence of a good fellowship, that young boy, it will be even hard for him to approach you. But as a predator, he'll try to isolate you. He'll try to take off all the guard, the fence around you, so that he can attack you properly. To you, young man, he wants you to go out with some little painted Jezebel. That's not a Christian. That's where he wants to break you up. And this little deer will get out to itself, away from the herd. That's the one the wolf works on. And to you, old man and woman. So he says it's not only to the young ones, us as well, old man and woman. When you separate yourself from believers, people say, I can stay at home, but just be as good Christian as I can at church. You know, I can stay at home and just remain a Christian. People say that. But we have seen them. All those, you know, sometimes the people think these are new things. You know, you get a little something, you start, bragging about going to church. It didn't start today. I remember in the 1990s, we had people that said it. We can't go to church. We don't need. But where are they today? What have they become? Every one of them. What have they become? They've done shipwreck. They were, you know, making a lot of noise, calling us Pharisees because we hold our Bibles to go to church. Hey, you guys and this. So church is spiritual. But it didn't take 2 months to see them starting drinking. And they always had scriptures to justify it. They were going from one heresy to another. Not going to church, okay, that's fine. They were praying at home. And then after that, they say, even praying is not good. You don't need to pray. Why do you need to pray? Because the groom is with us. So if he's in me, so why should I pray? Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit intercede for me inside. So another thing comes up. And then, no, you can drink a little wine because Jesus did this and that. So it goes and so forth. You can take a second wife, then a third, then a fifth. Wow. Amen. And apart from the fifth, it's okay. You get your 5 wives. It's okay. But still have some young girls around, still going. What is it exactly? You have taken 5. You didn't go to church, you drink wine, you did this, you don't pray, 5 wives is not enough. Now little girls as well. So they've done shipwreck. It starts with breaking fellowship. Amen. The devil just wants to isolate you and start to inject these things in you. When you have the warmth of the fellowship, it can't do that. So he says, you've got to go to church and feed on the word of God and fellowship one with another. We need one another. And more than we ever did, we need each other now. He says, when you get yourself singled out from the rest of them, making yourself just a little different, you don't want to associate with them because they believe this. And you don't want to associate with that. You are getting on dangerous grounds. Right then, keeping away from church, you are getting in dangerous grounds. Find the one of your choice and remain there and be a Christian brother to all of them. Amen. If it was not important, the prophet couldn't spend, I don't know how many minutes speaking about these things. Find one of your choice. Be a Christian. If you are not happy here, this is not a prison that we tie people. But as a Christian, you have to go to church somewhere. Find yourself a church. If you don't think that this church preaches what you want, start one. Amen. But go to church. Amen. Because the thing with those people, it was, oh, no, 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 you are not preaching the message. You know, you are not preaching. If we are not preaching the message, you start a message church. Amen. And if you have a ministry, God will give you people that will follow you. But they didn't start. They stayed home. They did this. They did that. And they ended up very bad. He says, find one of your choice and remain there and be a Christian brother to all of them. That's the way to be a real Christian. Amen. The prophet keeps on saying, if I lived in a city and they had nothing there but, well, some church. Amen. It's speaking here about if he was living somewhere where there's no church that preaches what he believes. If I lived in a city and they had nothing there but some church, I don't want to call any name, but just any church. If they only believed one thing, that Jesus was divine, all the rest of it was wrong, I'd go to that church. Amen. If they believed only that Jesus was the Son of God, but everything else was wrong, it means even the Catholic Church. Amen? Because the Catholic Church, they believe Jesus is God. They believe Jesus was born, is the Messiah. He said, if I was living in a city where there was a church that says only that Jesus is divine, and all everything else they preached was wrong, but if it was the only church in the city, I would go to that church. Amen. Amen. If I can't get a whole loaf of bread, I will take a slice. Amen. If I can't go and be happy with everything, even if they say Hail Mary and this and that, but if they believe that Jesus is God, Jesus is the Messiah, I will go. I remember when we first came in the 2007, we were living far in Waterford. That time we didn't have a car and life was not easy financially and everything. So we could stay 2-3 months, 4 months, we couldn't attend Dublin. But was it a reason for us not to attend church? No. There were churches around. We were going to those churches. They were Pentecost. They were Baptist. They were, this Sunday would say, we go to this church. We go and, yeah, something. We are not happy. The other Sunday we say, okay, let's go to that other church. We go. I remember one day, my wife can remember. There was a minister standing at the pulpit here. It was summertime. We went because we arrived late. So he was preaching. It was good, the preaching. And when the minister finished preaching, he left the pulpit. He was in shorts. Yeah, he was in shorts and his sandals. And but the sermon was good. What could we do? We went to church, and that time we had only Olivier and James. So our children, we want to give them that culture of Sunday is a day of worship. We couldn't raise them and get into that habit of they stay at home on Sunday, they watch cartoons, they watch this. Sunday is a day of worship. Amen. You are giving a bad experience to your children by not attending church. Because you can say, I am a believer, I remain a believer. But they have to have an experience. That experience will come from the steps you are showing them. They know dad doesn't go to church on Sunday. He goes to watch Liverpool and Manchester City. They will start watching Liverpool and Manchester City. Amen. He says, I will go even to get a slice. I will take that slice, but my soul will be happy. God will be happy because I have done what he wants me to do. Amen. Now, the prophet says, this is, we are talking about a situation where you find yourself in Qatar or in Yemen where there's no church, or in an Irish city where there's no church. Find a church where to go to. But if you have a possibility to choose a church, when there's options, see now what the prophet says about choosing your church. Because you have to choose your church. In choosing a bride, the prophet talking about making choices. And one of the most fundamental choices in life is the choice of your church. It's a very, very important. The prophet says, a New Testament prophet is a preacher. We all know just any ministry and then so on. He said, that's right. Every man must have a church home. Amen. Every believer, every Christian must have a church home. It's not about wandering around. When you have that option to make a choice of your church, the prophet says you must have a church home. He says, you ought to have a place, not just to float about from pillar to post, but have somewhere that you go to church and you call it your church. Amen. Amen. You have to have somewhere where you go and you feel home. Amen. Your church, you say, this is, I'm home when I'm here. Amen. This is my church home. Amen. He says, somewhere you pay your tithes. Amen. That's very important. It's a long time I've not spoken about this. Amen. So I think I need to go back to that. Amen. I don't, it's the word anyway. It's not me anyway. Amen. It's the word. So I think since that time I spoke about tithes, I didn't speak about it anymore. You have to pay your tithes. Amen. Amen. Say amen. 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 You have to pay your tithes. And you know there was a penalty in the Bible for not paying a tithe. Do you know that? Yeah. Amen. I'll find the scripture. I didn't prepare it today. You had to pay it with a 20% penalty. Yeah. Amen? Sure. So you just go and make your maths. Put together all the months you didn't pay. Bring all that money to church. Amen? Plus 20%. Amen. We are waiting. Yes. Brother Vegas, amen, keep an eye on there. You have to pay your tithes. It's very important. Listen, I don't want to make, you know, an ism or whatever. It's not an ism. But that man who stands here, who cares for your souls, he leaves his family, his wife, children, and to go and spend 2, 3, 4 hours looking for something for your soul. In the Bible, the Levites, we know we have to be ashamed sometimes to see our pastor still, you know, floating between job, ministry. No, in the Bible, they didn't work. They were there 24/7 caring for your souls. They were there 24/7 looking for something to feed your soul. Let God bless us. And one day, we need to be proud when we'll see our pastor resigning from his job and looking 24/7 after our souls. Amen. That's enough. I don't want to say more. Amen. You have to have somewhere that you go to church and call it your church. Somewhere you pay your tithes. And somewhere that you help support the cause. It's your home. Let's say our sisters, I know how they care about their homes. As men, how we care about our home. If you see one curtain gone that way, you leave everything and go and fix that curtain. You'll go and fix that electricity. You'll go and wash this and that. It is your home. Don't wait for someone to come and tell you you need to fix this. You know, we praise God for Brother Nat. I don't know if you have noticed the colors have changed here. Right. Amen. All the orange are gone. Brother Nat did it. That's what we call home. You don't need someone to come and start pushing you to do something. You see that, there's something that doesn't work. There was a different kind of light here before. It was not efficient. But see what Brother Nat did. This is what we call home. He has made this church his home. He doesn't want anyone else to do it for him. When you see something doesn't work in your home, you fix it. You do it. Amen. This is our church. This is our home. The prophet says, I've learned a little better than now. Every person that is saved ought to have a church home. They ought to be in church and there every time that church has a service. Or every time you pass it, go in, open the doors, and go in and pray or do something. Love the Lord. Amen. It's your home, my brother. What is your home that you go, you know, who of us here will pass his home, even if he's busy, even if it's work time? I've seen many drivers. He has a mission to go to drop something to the airport from the office. But since his home is on the way to the airport, he'll make a little turn, go to the home. How are you? Is everything okay? And then go to the airport. If you have an opportunity, come, ask for the key, go in and pray. Amen. Even for 1 minute and pass. Amen. We are going to close it up now. You have a choice for the church. To choose any church that you want to belong to. When you choose this church, you can choose whether you have to choose the church that will guide you to your eternal destination. Amen. The choice of your church, it will determine where you'll spend your eternity. It's a capital choice you have to make. And you don't have to take it lightly. You have to take it very seriously. To close, the prophet says, I'm going to read it quickly. So if I was to choose a church, if I was choosing my church, I would choose a genuine, fundamental, full gospel, Bible church. If I was choosing one to put my family in. Amen. These are the conditions the prophets put. It must be a genuine, a fundamental, a full gospel, a Bible church. So don't make a choice because my neighbor goes to there. Don't make a choice because it's the nearest. If you believe that this place, you don't meet these conditions that the prophet mentioned here, find the church because it's your eternal destination that is at stake. Make a choice and be sure that this church, they preach the full gospel. This church is genuine. It's based on the foundation of the word of God itself. Otherwise, find yourself another church. Amen. So, we are going to stop here. From next time, we'll see, because we want really to go into how a local church works. The pastor, what is the job of the pastor? Amen. What is your duty towards the pastor? Amen. Amen. Deacons, what are they? What is the duty of the deacons? What is your duty towards the deacon? What is your attitude? Because we need these small, small, small things. It will help you through your walk to heaven. Amen. Amen. Discipline in church. Because these are some of the things we just ignore. How should you behave when someone do you wrong? When a brother misbehaves in church, what should be your attitude? All these small things, we are going to look at them, and God will help us. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Now we commit the rest of the service into your hand. Take control. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.